It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
All right, so I hope everybody had a fantastic 4th of July weekend as we get back to reality, back to work, and back to me talking to you about sports stuff. So we're going to start off this morning. By the way, hold on. I gotta get my paperwork stuff to be able to read because it's on the other desk, and we started the show without me grabbing it. So, pause. Unpause. That's how quickly I can do it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, by Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org/summit. All right, so I got to looking at the high school football schedule for week one, and oh my gosh, there are some amazing games that are going to be played right out of the gate. And none of these games are actually region games. These are all non-region games that these teams are going to partake in week one. I'll run them down, and I kind of want to talk about them after I run them down. So week one, you've got Appling at Ware, Coffee at Bainbridge, Brookwood at Houston, Lee at Warner Robins, Wayne at Glenn, Benedictine at Colquitt, Brunswick High at Camden, Southeast Bullock at Statesboro, Bradwell at Liberty, Long at Vidalia, Swainsboro at Dublin, and Charlton at Brantley. And there are probably some other ones that, you know, I don't have on the docket, but these are the ones that we're going to talk about. I mean, a huge first week of the season. Talk about kicking off and jumping in the deep end. A lot of big-time games week one of the high school football season. So Appling at Ware, we'll talk a little bit about that game right now. Appling, of course, coming off of a very deep playoff run, and then got slapped with sanctions in the offseason for using or allegedly having an ineligible player on their roster. They had to forfeit every single game that they had a W beside, and that included that deep playoff run, which I think took them to the Final Four, if I'm not mistaken. Meanwhile, Ware on the other side, they're coming off of a season they would rather forget. 500 season for the Ware County Gators, not at all up to par over in Waycross for the Gators. So they're looking to rebound. They'll be at home in the swamp against Appling County, who is also going to try and come over there and say, hey, you know, we were actually not just about that one player. We were a dang good football team. Anytime you – I don't really care if Ware County is rebuilding or not. To be honest with you, Ware County doesn't really ever rebuild. But anytime that they might have a, quote-unquote, down year – anytime, it doesn't matter, anytime that you can go over to Waycross, to Memorial Stadium, and win a game in the swamp, that's something. So that would be something that Appling County sure could hang their hat on to start the season. I'm going to pick the Gators here. I like Jason Strickland. I think he's a really good football coach. Don't forget, Jason Strickland, remember, Lamar County was absolutely not very good until Jason Strickland got there. Gosh, I don't know when this was, like the 2012, 2013, somewhere in there. Lamar County wasn't very good. He got there. He turned them into a state power. He left, and not long after he left, Lamar County rescinded, kind of back to what they were. Coffee at Bainbridge. I'm picking Ware. Coffee at Bainbridge. So that game, a return trip for the Trojans all the way over to Bainbridge. I like Coffee to win this game. I think Coffee is loaded. You know, their region is ridiculous. Coffee plays in arguably the toughest region in the state of Georgia. You could also make an argument for Region 1, 6A that's got Lowndes and Colquitt and Camden and all those guys. But Coffee's region ain't no joke either. Thomas County Central, Lee County, Northside Warner Robins. I mean, it is brutal. I like Coffee to actually go on the road and get this game and beat Bainbridge. Brookwood at Houston. I'm telling you right now, for those folks that don't know, Houston is going to be pretty dang good. Houston's going to be a state championship contender. Houston has a quarterback that can throw the fool at the football. Give me Houston in a blowout over Brookwood, which a lot of folks aren't going to see coming. Just remember, this guy told you that it was going to happen. Lee County at Warner Robins. Man, that's a great start to the season. Warner Robins, of course, had that stretch where they won like three straight state championships. Again, they're in a tough spot. Lee County is a tough region, and Lee County is a juggernaut. Give me Lee County to go up to Warner Robins and win that game in Bibb County. Then we've got Wayne County at Glen Academy. This is an interesting game to me because you've got two programs that are attempting to rebound a little bit. Wayne County definitely trying to rebound after the dreadful season that they had last year. Brutal schedule, and they've got another brutal schedule in front of them again. The Glen Academy Red Terriers, remember when Rocky Hidalgo first got to Glen, and Glen was like, every year, state championship, Final Four, Elite Eight, every year they were in the conversation and making deep playoff runs for the first, four or five seasons when Hidalgo arrived over in Brunswick. Since then, the last four or five haven't quite been the same story. Glen Academy has been not winning region championships. Glen Academy has been getting into the playoffs and then being getting bounced in the first round, maybe the second at best. It is a program that has kind of shuffled a little bit backward, and they are certainly losing that battle to Brunswick High in Glen County as far as, you know, supremacy. Right now, Brunswick is the team that is on top. Brunswick is the team that has won most of those games. And so this game, Wayne County trying to rebound, Glen Academy trying to take a step forward, back to the forefront of state perennial title contender. I will take Glen Academy to win this game. They're between the bricks at home in Brunswick. And I do think that Wayne struggles a little bit. Their season, their schedule is just ridiculous. Jabo Shaw, when he left from Wayne County, he left them a juggernaut of a schedule for 2 years, and he really hurt them. Benedictine at Colquitt. Holy cow. Benedictine is going to travel over to Moultrie to play in the Hog Pen against the Packers. That's going to be a fantastic game. Give me Colquitt to win the game. But let me tell you something, folks. Benedictine's going to go over there, and they're not going to get blown out. They're not going to get trounced by Colquitt. They're going to be in the game. They're going to play tough. They're going to play Colquitt tough. That game's going to be fairly close, if not really close. Brunswick High at Camden. This is beginning to turn into a little bit of a rivalry. This has been a one-sided affair for three decades where Camden County has just dominated the Pirates. I think something like Brunswick had won like maybe five games in 30 years against the Wildcats. And then Sean Pender shows up over at Brunswick. He rebuilds that program. Garrett Grady steps in and continues to build on that and has done a really good job. Brunswick's a very, very good football team. Camden is too. That game is down in Kingsland at Chris Gilman Stadium. Brunswick won there a couple of years ago. Brunswick has won two of the last three, I think that's right. This is a tough call. So Grant Moore for Brunswick, that's the quarterback for the Pirates. I like him to be the difference. And I keep flip-flopping on this game. Next week, I'll probably tell you that Camden will. And this week, I'm going to tell you that Brunswick's going to win this game. They're going to go to Chris Gilman and win. Next week, I'll probably tell you that Camden will win it. Southeast Bullock at Statesboro. Huge time rivalry game up in Bullock County. Southeast Bullock beat Statesboro for the first time ever last year in this game. This game is going to be played at Womack Field, I believe, for the first time ever. That's going to be a huge game up in Statesboro, man. The Womack Field should be packed for that game. I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. I may make a trip up there. We'll see. Give me Southeast Bullock to again beat the Statesboro Blue Devils. This time they get them at Womack. Bradwell at Liberty, a little bit of a rivalry game, both in the same county there. Give me Liberty to win the football game. Long at Vidalia, give me Vidalia to win that game. Man, Swainsboro at Dublin. Two places that are separated off of I-16 by, I don't know, 20 miles or so. And both have a lot of winning tradition in their programs. Both have won everything. Dublin right now probably having the better season last year. Swainsboro a little bit of a down year by what they had been doing the last 3 or 4 years. It really looked like the Tigers were back. They'll head over to Dublin to play the Fighting Irish, and I like Dublin to get this game. I don't really know what to make of Swainsboro yet. I've been really high on them for the last several years. Last year, they kind of disappointed me. I'll take Dublin to win the football game. Charlton at Brantley, another big-time rivalry game. Two counties that border each other. Charlton, of course, down in Folkston. Brantley over in Nahunna. Coach David Shores has got a very talented quarterback in Caden Hendricks. He can throw, very athletic, can throw the football, beat you with his legs. I just don't know what all is around Caden Hendricks. Charlton, typically, traditionally, has been a pretty good football team. They took a step back. They're beginning to rebuild now, beginning to look a little bit better. Give me Charlton to go to Nahunna in Caney Bay and win against the Brantley County Herons. You talk about a week one schedule. I just went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games. I'm only one person. I can only be in one spot at a time, guys. Don't schedule so many good games in week one.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In an effort to police the growing transfer epidemic for sports in the state of Georgia, the GHSA announced new bylaws that will take effect moving forward. The GHSA has adopted a policy that any student that transfers twice after ninth grade ineligible for athletics for one calendar year. Schools would also be required to supply state-issued driver's license, utility bills, and lease agreements to the GHSA. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back, Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
It is past time to have a really tough conversation, Atlanta Braves fans. It is time to have a hard, tough conversation about not just the Major League squad, but what the organization actually is right now. And that is largely in part to how Alex Anthopoulos has shaped this organization. Anthopoulos gambled, pushed all his chips to the table on these young players. The Michael Harrises, Acuna, Albies, Olsen, Murphy. He pushed all his chips to the table in hopes that these guys were going to be superstars for the next six, seven, 8 years, a decade. And he drafted a ton of young pitching, but he did not draft a ton of talented position players. And so the Braves are in a really, really tough spot, partly because of injuries, partly because of what is going on with the organization. And there are some reports that there's some clubhouse issues, the chemistry isn't all that great. And that's almost to be expected with all of the losing that's been going on this season for a team that has a high payroll and is very talented. Have guys had MVP-type seasons multiple times prior, and now, you got guys hitting .219, right? This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options available. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So this is basically the dynamic that you're looking at. If you're a Braves fan, you don't have the pieces to sell. The most desirable piece that you have is Pierce Johnson. You can probably move him, after him Iglesias, because you've seen Iglesias pitch better. So really, the Braves only have two movable pieces where maybe they can get a mid-level prospect for either one of those guys. They're not getting a top-level prospect for either Johnson or Iglesias. Mid-level, sure, that's doable. But then you start looking at, well, what are some other pieces that they can move? Well, Marcell Ozuna has not been hitting because he's injured. He's fighting through a hip injury that has really limited his ability to drive the baseball. So does anyone want a mid-30 DH that can't drive the baseball? No. Ozzie Albies, another piece they were talking about moving. He's had such a dreadful season, and last year wasn't great either. That's 2 years in a row now, two seasons in a row that he hasn't had the type of season that we had become accustomed to seeing him have. And so if you were to move him, you would get so little for him that it's not worth moving him because he's got such a team-friendly contract. You'd basically be getting pennies on the dollar for Albies. So that's a no-go. Sean Murphy, same thing. You've got him locked up to this big-time, long-term deal, expensive contract, and he's barely hitting over 200. Great defensive catcher, but for teams that are going down the stretch and they need a bat, he's not their guy. And so, again, and Murphy is in his 30s. It's almost an immovable contract. The Braves are stuck with these guys. And the problem is that there's no help on the way. The minor league system does not have, outside of Nacho Alvarez, does not have any top-level position players that you can say, okay, you know what? This guy isn't hitting. This guy's tearing it up at AAA. Let's get him up here, see what he could do. Maybe he'll cause a spark. Those guys, they're not in the system right now because Anthopoulos didn't draft him. He was busy drafting the Hurston Waldrips of the world. So there is no help in the minor league system on the way. It's an empty cupboard position player-wise. So then you say, okay, so what can we do outside of the organization to bring in some help? If we can't trade these players to get the value that we need to refill the minor league system and maybe retool a little bit, because I don't think Atlanta's going to go into a full-on rebuild, but maybe retool, what can we do? Well, where can we go to get some help? Atlanta definitely needs help in the rotation. It's a mess. They still need some help in the bullpen. Profar has not done what they had hoped he would do when he returned from the PED use. Michael Harris is now basically a platoon guy. That's another guy that you can't trade him. He's got a team-friendly contract, and he's done so poorly that you're not even going to get a mid-level prospect for him. You'd be trading him for pennies on the dollar, and he's got a team-friendly deal. You can't do that either. They're really, really stuck here. So if you want to look outside of the trade market, let's bring in a back-end starter or a back-end bullpen guy, something that we can afford. There's nobody to trade. The Braves do not want to trade Nacho Alvarez. He's been on a rehab assignment. He's down in AAA. They're high on him. They do believe that he's going to be a middle infielder, probably the shortstop of the future. They like him a lot. He's not going anywhere. And he's their only chip. They're not trading Hurston Waldrop. That's their number one prospect in the organization. Which also is a little bit of a head-scratcher why he's not in the major leagues when all these other guys that you've called up haven't pitched well. Supposed to have so much pitching depth because that's all Anthopoulos has done is draft pitching, draft pitching, draft pitching, draft pitching. Where's it at? There's no help on the way. The best thing that they're going to be able to do at this point is maybe get a bullpen arm, possibly get a back-end starter that's a reclamation that maybe has some success 3 or 4 years ago. It's a mess. It is an absolute mess. I don't know what they're going to do. The only option they really have is to maybe bring in an arm, bullpen arm, back-end arm, and just hope that these guys turn it around and that some of these teams in front of them just collapse. You're basically asking for like eight teams to collapse in front of you. Braves fans, this is a tough spot. Anthopoulos has really shaped this thing. Like I said, he pushed all the chips in on the table on these guys that he signed all these long-term deals, these young players, in hopes that this would never happen. And for the last 2 years, this has happened. You've got some young players that are not performing. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Anthopoulos in the next segment. We're going to touch on some decisions he's made, which has kind of put the Atlanta Braves where they are. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know what? I'm getting yelled at to go to commercial. So we will do the read on the other side of the break.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Tired of looking at the old jewelry you don't wear anymore? Or do you have that ring that just rattles around in the drawer? Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers, July 23rd through the 25th, for our annual National Rarity Show. Turn old coins, old jewelry, gold, silver, sports memorabilia, and more into cash. That's July 23rd through the 25th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652. Or online at cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
That Brave segment got me so fired up that I need to relax. I need to unwind. So we're gonna jump into some college football, and then we'll come back to Alex Anthopoulos in just a little bit, because I do want to talk about him and the decisions that he has made, both good and bad. I'm not just gonna sit here and slam the guy, but both good and bad that has shaped this organization throughout his tenure. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden House Collision, Jessup Furniture, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 650 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram, one of the biggest furniture dealers in all of Southeast Georgia. All right, so I was talking a little bit about week one games in high school, in the high school football world. Also, so that got me thinking when we were having our pre-show meeting, well, what about the college football week one? What does that look like? Yeah, it's not bad. We're basically going to go like Saturday to Saturday. So one full week, the very first week of college football. These are the games that are going to take place. Some really intriguing games. Iowa State at Kansas State. Kennesaw State at Wake Forest. I'll tell you why I like that game in a minute. Georgia Tech at Colorado. Auburn at Baylor. Texas at Ohio State. Syracuse at Tennessee. Alabama at Florida State. Marshall at Georgia, Coastal Carolina goes to Virginia, LSU at Clemson, Georgia State at Ole Miss, Georgia Southern at Fresno State, Cal at Oregon State, Utah at UCLA, South Carolina's got a home game, Notre Dame at Miami, TCU at North Carolina. Some really, really big games. Some games that are pretty interesting to me as well. So, I want to start with Iowa State and Kansas State. You know, two programs that have done pretty well over there in the Midwest. Okay, that's fine. Kennesaw State at Wake Forest. I like this. The reason I'm even mentioning this game is because this is a big opportunity for Kennesaw State. They just recently, not very long ago, came into Division One, right? Division One A or whatever it is, and they did well. They did really well in Division Two, and so now here they are, trying to further build their football brand, their football program, and Wake Forest gives them the opportunity, an ACC school, to come over and play. But here's the thing. I think Kennesaw State's got a chance to go over there and win that football game because I don't think Wake Forest is very good. I'm not saying Kennesaw State's world beaters, and, you know, maybe I'm a little biased. I am a Kennesaw State alum. But I think Kennesaw State's got a chance to go over and beat Wake Forest. So that's why that game intrigues me. Georgia Tech at Colorado. I like Georgia Tech to contend for an ACC championship. I think they're going to be right there. I think Colorado is down, and, of course, you know, you've got all the intrigue of Deion being the head coach, and I think Georgia Tech takes a cross-country trip, and I think they beat the brakes off of Colorado. I don't think this game is close, and I think it's a message to the rest of the country by Georgia Tech. Hey, we're good. Auburn at Baylor. This is an interesting game to me because I'm really intrigued to see what Auburn is. Maybe time's getting a little short over there, right? They're getting killed in recruiting, right? New head coach comes in, couple years under his belt. Hadn't done all that great. Auburn's a premier program. Got to do better than what you're doing. You go to Baylor and you lose, seat might start getting hot over there in the plains. Texas at Ohio State. Well, of course, I mean, that is two national championship contenders, so that's going to be a huge game. A lot of attention is going to be placed on that game. Syracuse at Tennessee. This intrigues me because Syracuse isn't a bad football team. Tennessee made the college football playoff last year. They had all these issues with the quarterback situation in the offseason. Going to see what that looks like. Syracuse will go to Knoxville. I think Tennessee blows them out, honestly. Alabama at Florida State. Don't know what Florida State is. We think we've seen them be pretty sorry the last year. Alabama, I believe, is slowly beginning to regress. Doak Campbell's never an easy place to win, though. I still like Alabama to go win the football game. Marshall at Georgia, I, of course, am mentioning this game because, you know, we're primarily a Georgia radio show, so, you know, Georgia's going to destroy Marshall. Coastal Carolina, much like Kennesaw State going to beat Wake Forest, I also think that Coastal Carolina's got a really good chance to make the trip over to Virginia and win that football game and beat the Cavaliers in a huge upset week one. So I'm picking two potential upsets, Kennesaw State over Wake and Coastal Carolina over Virginia, both ACC teams. LSU at Clemson, the Battle of Death Valley. Give me LSU to win this game. We're going to talk a little bit about some rankings later in the show. ESPN recently released some rankings where they had Clemson ranked number two in the country. Okay. Georgia State at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is going to win that football game. Georgia Southern travels over to Fresno State. I like Georgia Southern to win that game. Cal at Oregon State, two old Pac-12 team foes. I like Oregon State to win that game too and beat Cal. Utah at UCLA. Give me Utah. Notre Dame at Miami, another big time game. And I was talking about those rankings earlier. They had Miami like ranked just inside the top 25. I think Miami's going to win the ACC. I think Miami's a legit top 10 team, especially with Carson Beck at quarterback. I don't get why Miami was ranked so low. I think they'll beat Notre Dame. I do. I think that Carson Beck is going to torch the Irish secondary. And then TCU at North Carolina. This has my attention because it's between two teams from power conferences. Trying to, you know, of course, North Carolina's got Bill Belichick as their head coach now, first-year coach, so we'll see what he brings. TCU, of course, trying to get back to the level that they were a few years ago when they got to the national championship game, even though that didn't go very well for them. So these are the games that are interesting to me. Week one, again, Saturday to Saturday of the college football season, I'm very intrigued by a lot of these games. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, by Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, like I like to make picks, I'm going to go ahead and make this pick right here. Write this down, as I like to say. Kennesaw State, they're going to Wake Forest. And they're knocking off the Demon Deacons. Week one of the college football season, Kennesaw State knocks off Wake Forest. Take it to the bank.
Summer is in full swing and back to school will be here before you know it. Don't stress, because Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide has you covered. Swing in to both locations in the shops at Sea Island next to Harris Teeter for the best selection of AFCO, Johnny O, Duckhead, and more. Tons of Bulldogs and Braves apparel, too. Lots from Mom and Dad as well. The best ladies' shoe collection on St. Simon's Island. Come on in to Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide. And let us keep your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
My blood pressure had gotten worked up a little bit when I was on the Braves segment. As most of you know, I'm a baseball guy, right? And I've been a Braves fan since I was a kid. So what's happening in Atlanta is unbelievable, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, they're losing games to teams that, like the Orioles, who are bad, Oakland. You know, they went to Colorado or had Colorado come to them, I believe, and Colorado won a game. And Colorado's won like 13 games a whole year or whatever it is. It's been interesting. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea. I like that, Reed. All right. So I want to talk a little bit about things that are happening with Alex Anthopoulos, some decisions, right? Some of these I agree with. Some of these I don't. I'm going to start with the ones I like. Ronald Acuna, right? So great job there. Arguably the game's best player. And you've got him on a 10-year, $100 million contract. You're essentially paying him $10 million a year. But, you know, his contract is structured so where he makes a little bit more every year. I think he, like, gets up to, like, maybe 17 or 18 at some point toward the end of that thing. Regardless, it's a great deal because you've got the best player in the entire league locked up at a very team-friendly contract. That is a great move. At some point, I wouldn't be stunned, especially with, you know, the way things have gone, that Acuna may say, I'd like to restructure this thing and maybe get paid what I'm worth, because he's worth Juan Soto money, and he's not getting Juan Soto money even close. So that's one thing I like. I like the decision to let Dansby Swanson walk. I know that shortstop has been a black hole ever since, but it would still be a black hole even with Dansby there. Dansby has not played well in Chicago. He has not lived up to the contract they gave him. And remember, that was a huge shortstop market that year. There were four shortstops, top-notch shortstops, that were all in the market that all got huge contracts. Dansby was probably the least talented of that group, and he was going to kind of demand that type of money. Even on a hometown discount, if he had given them one, they were still going to end up having to drastically overpay for an aging shortstop who a lot of his game is his range defensively. Yes, Dansby is great defensively, but also, you know, he had a lot of speed. He was a doubles guy. He was not a home run hitter, steal you some bases. He would hit the ball at the ballpark from time to time, but he was never going to hit 30 home runs in a season. Just was never going to happen, but he wanted that kind of money. So I like the decision that Anthopoulos just said, you know what, we can't pay you that. We'll figure the shortstop thing out, and we'll move on. So good decision there by Atlanta. Arcia stepped in and did okay for a little bit, and you know now Nick Allen is, you know, it's a problem. Got to figure out the shortstop thing. So that's a couple of decisions that I like that he made, right? The Acuna signing. I like the Riley contract too. I think that was a great sign. The things that that you just got to kind of look at and be like, what are we doing here? Obviously the one that's really that jumps out to most Braves fans is the handling of the Freddie Freeman deal. And this is not a shot at Matt Olson. Matt Olson's played great since he's been in Atlanta. For the most part, you know, he had a little bit down year last year, but for the most part, Braves fans have gotten what, you know, the Atlanta Braves have paid for with Matt Olson. Now, the thing about the Olson deal is that his contract is lengthy. I think it was like an 8-year deal, which will take him to like age 34, 35, somewhere in there. That's that point where you start getting into diminishing returns when you get 32, 33, 34. Anyway, the Freddie Freeman thing. Two different sides. We'll probably never know what actually happened. Anthopoulos said that, you know, he contacted the agent, said this is our final deal. The agent said they never got that. And then before you know it, Anthopoulos has pulled a trade for Matt Olson. Anthopoulos says that Freddie's agents contacted him and said, that's not good enough. We need another deal. We need another proposal. And Anthopoulos was like, that's it. That's what we're doing here. And the agents say that didn't happen. I find it very difficult to believe. Freddie Freeman was the heart and soul of that team. He was the leader. I find it very hard to believe that if he's in Atlanta right now, that this tailspin that the offense has been in the last 2 years is still happening. If you've got Freddie Freeman instead of Matt Olson, because that's really what you're looking at, Freddie Freeman instead of Matt Olson, I believe that there is more of a leadership quality in the clubhouse with Freddie Freeman. Everybody gets along. Freddie's the guy that you went to. He's the guy that smoothed over some things in the clubhouse. Some reports of that stuff too. So that's one I didn't like. Another one that I did like is letting Max Fried walk. You couldn't afford to pay Max Fried the kind of money. And I know Fried has pitched well in New York. Great, good for him. Often injured, injury prone, 30-year-old starter, wanting big time money, long-term deal, can't do it. I think that was the right call. But with the Freddie thing, not so much. The Michael Harris contract, I'm sitting here looking at this thing and it's just like another team-friendly contract, but it's for a guy that's at this point is platooning. That he was an everyday player, rookie of the year, and he's gotten worse. Why? And his contract is, you know, for what he's doing is a pretty substantial contract, and it's a long-term deal. It's basically immovable because of how poorly he's playing, so you're stuck with that. The other thing I want to mention, and I mentioned a couple of segments ago, is the overall draft strategy. And I was a little bit wary of this when Anthopoulos made it very well known that this was his philosophy. He was going to draft young pitching, draft young pitching, draft young pitching, and draft some more young pitching. Wasn't really concerned about drafting position players. Wasn't really concerned about building up the depth in the minor league system. He signed these guys to these long-term contracts, these young players, and he pushed all his chips to the table and said, we're going to win with these guys because they're all talented and we're never going to be in a spot to where we're going to have to need depth in the minor leagues. We just need young pitching to be able to trade for pieces that we may need here and there. Not a complete overhaul. Hasn't worked out like that. So they're in trouble. Anthopoulos has really put the team in a position. And injuries, you know, it's been the last 2 years. I'll say this in Anthopoulos' defense. I've been a baseball fan for 35 years, whatever it is. I have never seen a team deal with so many injuries that the Braves have had to deal with for the last 2 years. It is unreal. You got a guy that fractured his elbow without any blunt force trauma to it, just pitching. How does that happen? It's the kind of stuff the Braves have been dealing with.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
The Island Players Young People's Summer Workshop proudly presents Shrek Jr. the Musical, based on the DreamWorks animated picture. July 16th through July 27th at the Casino Theater on St. Simon's Island. Bring the whole family. Tickets are just $15. For showtimes and to buy tickets, check out theislandplayers.com. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, we're starting to wrap things up. By the way, give us a like on Facebook, the Southern Sports Edition. Go and find that on Facebook. Give us a like. Go to the southernsportsedition.com. Read all the high school football covers. And right now I think they're doing like a bunch of high school football previews. Check out this show, southernsportsedition.com, if you missed any of it and you're listening to it on the radio right now and you're like, oh, I want to go check this out. thesouthernsportsedition.com. Give them a like on Facebook. Go check out the website. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show, wrap things up on the Bishop Media Sports Network, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. I'm going to give you the top 25 rankings as quickly as I can, because we are getting close on time that ESPN just let out. It's kind of nuts. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, so I'm out of paper stuff in my hand. I've gotten everything done from a business standpoint. ESPN listed this preseason top 25 poll like a couple of days ago. And so I clicked on this thing and I was reading. I was like, what is this garbage? So I'm going to start from 25 and we're going to go backwards. We'll do this 25 through 20. 25, Oklahoma. How is Oklahoma even ranked in the top 25? They were like 6-7, 7-6 last year. They got decimated in the SEC. They're not doing that great in recruit. What are we doing? 25, Oklahoma? 24, Ole Miss, okay. 23, A&M. Well, I think Texas A&M should be a little higher, but I kind of get why they're ranked as low as they are. They haven't done much. 8-5, 8-5, 8-5, right? That's constantly A&M, even with all of those recruiting classes, those top five recruiting classes they keep getting. 22, Louisville, okay. 21, Miami? Miami at 21? That's a top 10 football team. 20, Michigan? Top 15 football team. I don't understand. Okay, so 19 through 15. 19, the Florida Gators at 19? Look, I think it's going to be a tough go for the Gators. Their schedule is brutal. But 19? I mean, for me, Florida's a top 15, preseason, right? For me, Florida's definitely a top 15 preseason just looking at their roster. 18, Kansas State might be a little high. 17, Indiana. I think Indiana's a top 12 team. Definitely a top 15 team. They got them just a little bit outside. Texas Tech at 16. Okay. 15 is SMU now. I agree with that because SMU, they are on the precipice of being legit for a while. So, yeah, okay, 15 SMU. Iowa State at 14. I guess I can see this. South Carolina at 13. The way South Carolina finished last year, the season they had all together, yeah, okay, I can see that. 12, Arizona State. Yeah, all right. 11, Illinois. Okay. 10, a top 10 BYU. 9, Alabama. I can see Alabama at 9 in that range. Oregon at 8. Okay. All right. Notre Dame at 7. I think Notre Dame should be a little higher than that, but 7, okay. 6 at LSU at 6. Maybe, depending on what Nussmeier does at quarterback, maybe LSU is a top 6, top 5 caliber. 5, Ohio State. Nope, they should be ranked 2nd. 4, Georgia. That's about right. 3 or 4, right? Three or four. They've got Texas ranked third. Texas is, in my opinion, is the number one team in the country. There ain't nobody better than the Texas Longhorns, at least on paper. They'll have a chance to prove it on the field. But in my opinion, Texas is your number one ranked team. Clemson is ranked second in these rankings. Clemson. Clemson is a top 12, top 15 team. They're not an elite inside the top three. That's crazy. And the number one team, I think this is a little controversial, but I can see the argument. I wouldn't put them number one. I would have them top five, but not number one. ESPN's got the number one preseason team as the Penn State Nittany Lions. Again, I see the argument. I can understand it. I would probably have them top five. But Clemson at number two? That's a joke.
This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In an effort to police the growing transfer epidemic for sports in the state of Georgia, the GHSA announced new bylaws that will take effect moving forward. The GHSA has adopted a policy that any student that transfers twice after ninth grade ineligible for athletics for one calendar year. Schools would also be required to supply state-issued driver's license, utility bills, and lease agreements to the GHSA. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.